Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, as we sit here the day before the midterm elections, your thoughts, especially on what you've been talking about all along, what's important, turnout.
Exactly, David. You took the words right out of my mouth. The only thing that really counts now is how the various bases are excited. There are many signs now that the Democratic base is really affected. And we see President Obama out there on the hustings. CNN is putting him right up next to Trump. And they're, you know, basically the argument that Obama is making is there's a wide panoply of different kinds of faces behind him as opposed to the sort of generic folks who are behind Trump with a single black face always put there, obviously, on purpose. And here is Obama saying, nobody in my administration was ever indicted. You could do a football team, he said, with the folks in the Trump administration who have faced this. And you see Trump coming out now, knowing that this is going to be a difficult election, and reversing himself once more and saying, this time, pre-existing conditions will be put back. And it is the errant attorney general with whom he feuds, Jeff Sessions, who did this without his consent. So as it comes down to the wire, it is a fight between these various groups. Trump keeps coming back to the invaders, the migrants who are coming up this way, and yelling this at the base while various Republicans are telling him, take credit for what's happening in the economy and jobs. And then the Democrats are arguing, hey, he doesn't get credit for that. We did all of that. And Bush handed it to us, and we handed it to him. And we see huge numbers of people, David, coming out in advance. I voted a week and a half ago, I believe, in Massachusetts. Early voting is a good thing, and the more early voting, that is a good sign for the Democrats. So what we're seeing is that there is a tremendous energy on the part of the young people who are coming out, and that is always very telling. Because if young people vote, that is a very good sign for the Democrats.
Is part of this motivation, you think, that the message from the Democratic side to flip the House has gotten through?
You know, I don't know. I think so. You know, Americans do not vote for the party. They vote for the man or woman. And we know that. We've seen it again and again. You ask them, they tell you. And yet, in this particular election, there is a question of a referendum on the Republican president, on Trump. And so it well may be that in this election, as opposed to so many others, the concept of party and rejecting Trump becomes very real.
A very real poll came out this weekend, a Siena poll that shows the Republican Mark Molinaro closing the gap with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's down to 13%, Alan, 49 to 36.
Well, and of course, the direction is going fast, and that's going to annoy the governor. We know that. He is going to win this election. I don't think there's much doubt about that, although his likability factor is not huge. I think people give him a lot of credit for, quote, what he's done. But I see few people who go around saying, this is a wonderful man. They said that about his father. They don't say it about him. And so the gap is closing. He knew from the very beginning, David, that this was going to be a tough election. And he told me that, and I know that third terms are tough for governors. So this is it. Now, whether he wants to run for president, he says he'd serve out his term, he will. I think if he doesn't win, and I think he will win, but if he doesn't win, then I think he'll make a major push to run for president.
Of course, New York is one of those places that all eyes are watching. In the New York 19th District, Antonio Delgado and the Republican John Faso, the incumbent, in a too-close-to-call race.
David, incumbents always have an advantage. You know, nobody likes to get fired. People don't like to fire their own guy. And Delgado has come on really strongly. And, you know, he's a Harvard man, a Rhodes Scholar, a brilliant guy, the kind of nonsense that the Republicans were pulling about his early rapping experience is not seeming to make the dent that they thought it would, although they keep going back to it. It's a very divided district. It's a very close district. And anything could happen here.
I see the moniker now, fake news, is being picked up by Brazil's new president. No surprise?
No, you know, the press is the enemy of the people who told us that, Donald Trump. And so, of course, the despots are going to hate a free press. We know that Trump set the standard, and it's going to be adopted all over the world. We know that Putin feels the same way, and there's almost no free press there anymore at all. It's down the drain. And the same thing with Duterte, and these despots will continue to do this because the last thing they want is to be criticized. And Trump is leading the way.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And just a reminder, we will have full election coverage tomorrow through the day and evening. You'll be there with Joe Donahue and the whole news team out and about, bringing you the election news you need.
That's right. There'll even be a Vox Pop tomorrow on it. And so people will be able to talk about what they think. That's always what WAMC has always been all about. That's great.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.